Do you have a favorite vitamin?
I love that question.
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously a multivitamin is great. So if you're just looking like, hey, I don't want 20 vitamins on my counter, but where can I get a little bit of everything? It would be a good multivitamin.
Okay.
A lot of times if you're in question, because it can be a little overwhelming when you go to like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, whatever.
Oh, that aisle.
Yeah.
It's almost worse than when my wife calls and tells me to go down that one
aisle. Oh.
It's almost as intimidating. Totally different, yeah. Obviously. But
so you can always just ask the pharmacist, like, hey, what is, you know, is there a good brand? Is there...
It is now time for another edition of Valley Health Check with our friends at Horizon Health. You can always learn more about them at myhorizonhealth.org. And we'd love for you to frequently swing by right here at mymixfm.com for Valley Health Check. Now, our guest today, we had a great conversation about osteoporosis. And we're really looking forward about this topic, talking about vitamins. And Aaron Frank's here with Horizon Health to get us started.
Hey, Kevin. Today, I have with me Millie Koistra. She's a family nurse practitioner at Sycamore Pain and Wellness right here in Terre Haute.
All right, Dan, if they didn't hear the last podcast we were on, why don't you give us a little history of your work, kind of your background that led you to what you're doing right now?
Sure. So I've been a nurse since 2007, working basically with an adult population. So worked in the ICU, cardiac rehab, cath lab, went back to school, got my master's, and then have been working, prior to coming to Horizon, I was working at an internal medicine office. So basically providing care for 18 and older population. So yeah. And then awesome. I came to Horizon in January. So
do you feel like you're doing your passion?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always love like exercise and nutrition. I don't necessarily have any like direct training in that, but I enjoy it myself. I enjoy learning about it. I enjoy getting to help people reach those goals. So it's been a nice like adjustment, and it's been a fun job to learn and get to do. So,
and I'm sure seeing the wonderful results of what you do when someone walks out 10 times better
sure.
than they were when they walked in. You know, we were off air before we started the podcast talking about eating. So important to have a healthy diet, but also vitamins, make sure you're getting enough. But minerals. When I think of minerals, I think of, well, we're going out to get some gold and minerals.
I know the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
I think of their little like hatchet things.
They're little hatchet things.
And they're like bebopping down to get some minerals.
So what's the difference between vitamins and minerals, and should we get a hatchet?
No hatchet. Okay. So vitamins are going to be your organic. So, you know, vitamin A, C, E, D, niacin, folate. So all of those where your minerals are going to be like your calcium, your iron, magnesium, okay. phosphorus, potassium, all that. All important in the diet every day. So.
Well, so that doesn't really matter then. We don't really care if they're vitamins or minerals, right?
No, like, not necessarily.
As far as just delivery, making sure you're getting what you need, supplementing if you must. It doesn't matter if they're vitamins or minerals.
Correct.
But that brings up something. Supplement.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that word thrown out there.
So I think supplement could be a term that's used to kind of classify both of those, you know, like, okay. Oh, I took my supplements today, whether it's a vitamin supplement, whether it's a calcium supplement, whether it's a protein supplement. So I think it's just kind of that broad term that encompasses all of those where you're kind of getting, you know.
Yeah, you're specially delivering something extra to your body.
Correct.
That's in addition to the foods you eat.
Correct.
And speaking of foods, we're always told eat a balanced diet. You know, that will automatically include vitamins if you're eating a good balanced diet. Is that what that means?
Yes, yes. So, you know, I think if you could probably talk to 10 people and get 10 different ideas on it. As far as my philosophy, I would hope that my patients are eating a well-balanced diet that includes lean proteins. Try to avoid, you know, fried. You can either bake, broil, grill. Like that would be the best.
Do a lot of baking these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be the best preparation. Getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, probably more vegetables than fruit, just because, like I said, I typically deal with an older population. So we have that risk of like diabetes and things of that nature. So, you know, sometimes when we're having an overabundance of fruit, it has some natural sugars in it. So we try to watch that. So we tend to do, you know, heavier on the vegetable side. And then obviously, you know, carbohydrates, which that's kind of a mixed message. Because some people are like, I can't have any carbohydrates. I can only, you know.
The carbs.
Right.
No carbs.
They're not evil, although, and that's a hard conversation to try to get people to understand that. But how I kind of preface it is, you know, not all carbs are created equally. So you can have 60 carbs of a whole grain bread or rice, or you can have 60 carbs of a pastry, and how your body utilizes that is going to be completely different. So making good choices when you're talking about carbohydrates. So
it's almost like you talk about, you know, there's good carbs, you know, it's kind of like fat. There's good fat, right. There's bad fat, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, a question I have, I think I eat a pretty good balanced diet. Mm-hmm. I make sure I have daily, I probably exceed my daily balance of veggies. Okay. I really look at that hard, and I try to have a little bit of fruit too. So that's balanced. But I also take vitamins beside that, you know, mm-hmm. vitamin pills, vitamin C, they're chewables. And I always do a vitamin D and a zinc. And I throw that in. That's been my regimen every day. Now, is that, to you, is that a good thing? Am I going a good path by doing
sure.
that?
Sure, yeah. So I think, you know, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc all kind of came about really heavy during COVID. Yes. That we were told, like, hey, take these.
And that's
these.
When kind of my D added in there,
right.
I believe.
Right. So I don't think you're wrong in doing that. As far as a vitamin D supplement, you know, if we would probably test, like I said, 10 patients, 9 of them would be deficient in vitamin D when we live in Indiana.
And that's what I gathered mm-hmm. on my own. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's always important to, you know, if you're going in for lab work or whatever, seeing if your doctor could add that too. So, and, you know, if it's very low, you can take kind of a prescription strength vitamin D supplement, or should I just take an over the counter? Most generally, we don't ever see patients that are over the high end on vitamin D. So yeah, you gotcha. Would be safe, yeah, to take just a, you know, daily supplement. And, you know, vitamin C people usually take that because they want to, you know, stay healthy, not catch a cold,
right.
all of that. So
my paranoia has got me on most of my vitamins over the last 3 years.
Well, can Kevin's over here self-medicating. Can he do any harm?
So not typically. If you're just taking, you know, a once a day, but if you're, you know, taking just handfuls of these vitamins, I think you could have a problem.
And the excess of anything's
right.
never good, right?
Exactly,
right.
exactly. So, you know, all the vitamins are going to have a recommended, you know, 1 tab daily, 2 tabs right. daily. More is not always better in these situations. So whatever it's saying on your bottle, I would stick to that, so.
Good, good. Okay, that was a major question for me because I don't think I really have asked anybody that. I assumed by doing my own research, mm-hmm. which it seems to be I was right on. So even a blind squirrel can find a nut sometimes.
This is a conversation that I've had with my family. I have a couple people in my family who are very, I say witch doctory, but that's probably not what we should say as far as their supplementing. And so, you know, they'll do some reading and they'll decide, okay, I'm going to add blank to my supplement regimen. And, you know, pretty soon you have a counter full of supplements. And I'm not saying that that's bad at all. I think that that is a great effort. And, you know, you're trying to optimize health. What I do think, though, is, man, I wish I knew what my profile needed.
Right.
You know, instead of just, you know, I heard this on Oprah on Tuesday, and then I read this in Reader's Digest on Thursday. Right. I wish there was a way to evaluate better what Erin particularly needs.
Sure.
Is there any way we can do that or know that?
So definitely you can find some of that in just like routine lab work. And I'm sure they have, I don't necessarily, you know, focus on like functional medicine, mm-hmm. but that is like something that's new and people tend to focus on that a little bit more, where I don't want to take something for blood pressure. What can I take that's going to naturally? So they do have those types of, you know, practices, and where you could probably have a full vitamin panel to see what you're mm-hmm. deficient in. I just don't necessarily focus on that.
Sure.
But, you know, my thoughts are, if we can eat a well-balanced diet of, you know, lean proteins, fresh fruits, vegetables, get some complex carbs, we should really be hitting all of those mm-hmm. with just what we're intaking. I mean, obviously we have situations where, you know, people have like irritable bowel or diverticulitis or, you know, yeah. gastric bypass where their absorption could be off a little bit. And we might have to find a different way mm-hmm. to be like, hey, you're not absorbing this all from your food. So what do we need you to take in addition? Mm-hmm. But that's not the case for every patient.
Well, and I guess that's why I ask that, right? If the goal is to get delivery of nutrients through the foods we eat primarily, right. and we feel like we're optimizing our nutrition, mm-hmm. then I just wonder how much of the counter full of vitamins I need.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you always have to think of it too. Anything that we ingest, you know, in a pill form, it has to get excreted. So it has to get broken down either through our liver or through our kidneys. So that's just one other thing, per se, that makes them work a little
bit
harder. Right.
I just remember a dad, a friend of mine's dad. I remember this growing up. He was really wanting to get on vitamins. And his dad take on it, probably sounds ancient, but it sticks out to me. He goes, I don't know why you take those vitamins. All you do is pee them out immediately. They don't do you any good.
So that's a question I had too. I mean, especially when we talk about, is it possible to take too much? Because you do hear that.
Yeah,
you,
that one, I remember his voice. Yeah. It always made me laugh. Like, well, you're just going to pee them out. So cut out the middle. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you truly absorb everything you put in? And or is the body intelligent enough to self-regulate anything that's in abundance?
Yeah, I think the body probably has some intelligence that way. But like I said, if you're taking it within the recommended, you know, daily amount, you should not have a problem. And then yes, it'll get absorbed through the digestive tract. And then you'll, like I said, it either gets broken down by the kidney or the liver, and then it comes out that way. So yeah, you're either going to pee it out or, you know,
but you just hope that it absorbs on its way through there.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, so patients that have, like, you know, irritable bowel or some other mm-hmm. GI issues where their absorption is off, you know, you yeah. might be taking a handful of vitamins and really not getting anything
any
from
benefit
them.
Out of it.
Mm-hmm. So they do have, you know, like sublingual types where people can, you know, put it under their tongue and that's a better absorption, or liquid sometimes works better for people too. So
you nailed it. That's the question I was going to ask mm-hmm. next. When Kevin made his comment about his chewables.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, I mean, I think of kids, right? If you need them to take something, you do whatever you need to do.
Right.
So you flavor it or you hide it in applesauce.
What's the old
or
school Flintstone chewables? That's when I was chewable. A kid. That mm-hmm. was the thing. It's like, I need the Bam Bam.
Right, exactly. Hey, Flintstones are still around. They're in my cabinet now. But is there really a preferred mode for absorption?
That would be definitely patient dependent. So, I mean, if you have really good absorption in the GI, you could take an oral form and be fine with it. If you have issues, we would probably say, hey, maybe transition to like a liquid form where you can, you know, put it under your tongue and it would absorb better, kind of like right on the spot. But that would definitely be like patient, you know, specific.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's great. So we've found out, you know, the worse your diet is, the more issues you're going to have. I've seen perfectly as my diet changed, more energy, I feel better. Have you seen a bad diet just turn into something awful? I know we talked irritable bowel. Could migraines, even joint pain, just could it lead into just?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, you can't have one specific diet. I can't say here's the diet I recommend and it should fit well for everybody.
But if you're eating a fried food diet and that's all
for
you're
sure,
eating, that's not
that's
good.
Bad. Yes. So, you know, there is like an inflammatory diet. So those are types of patients that I'm seeing, you know, at Sycamore where they're having joint pain. They've got fibromyalgia, whatever it may be. So lots of processed foods tend to cause more of that inflammation and joint pain. Alcohol is also an indicator for that. So depending on the patient, like what are our goals for you? Is it just to help decrease your pain? For you, is it help, you know, helping get your blood sugars down? For you, is it just, you know, losing weight? So it's definitely like, what are our goals here when we meet? And then, you know, I can kind of tailor the diet a little bit more to like what best suits the patient. So
some preventative though, first look at your diet. What are you putting in your body?
Right.
Are you even taking any vitamins? Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be square one. What
right.
are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But a conversation with someone
right.
to know, that can't hurt either.
Sure.
I just wish I would have known all this at a younger age, because it seems like you get older. I don't know if it's because you're running out of time, so you're trying to do the best you can, or you're just wiser, but I wish I would have eaten better in my 20s. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
You're like invincible in your 20s, though. It doesn't matter.
Nothing. It's like I lived on Whoppers and
I know.
Angst.
Yes. You know?
Realistically, yes. There's no hope until 30.
You know what?
When your metabolism starts slowing down, you're like, what's the issue here?
What's I can't the issue?
Have
yeah.
chicken fingers and fries every meal.
What about superfoods? I mean, that's something that's interesting to me, too. Do you believe in superfoods?
I mean, one item I should be eating right now?
That's just something that, you know, trends a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it makes your soul click here.
And that phrase
eat.
You see a lot. The superfood of the next year is.
Well, and you also see it in supplements. You
yes.
see, take this supplement. It's like your superfood greens, you know, that kind of thing.
And there again, you know, if you're not getting adequate fruits and vegetables in your diet, you can take a powdered form of greens. Like, that's great. But there again, I'm like, you know, if you would be, you know, get your 4 or 5 servings of vegetables, get your 2 servings of fruit, get your, you know, daily allotted protein intake, that you shouldn't need all that.
Sure.
When we talk about older patients, which I said, you know, I do see quite a few of those, you know, they probably aren't eating enough. You know, a lot of them, it's just, you know, a husband and wife or just one because, you know, they're a widow, they don't want to cook a meal. you know, their activity level has really decreased, so they don't even really burn enough calories to where they're eating enough. So, you know, a lot of times maybe supplements or vitamins or minerals would be good for those patients because they're just not getting what they need from their diet. That probably happens a lot in the elderly patients and then as well as the younger, like we were talking about, just because makes kids sense. Don't eat well. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite vitamin?
I love that question.
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously a multivitamin is great. So if you're just looking like, hey, I don't want 20 vitamins on my counter, but where can I get a little bit of everything? It would be a good multivitamin.
Okay.
A lot of times if you're in question, because it can be a little overwhelming when you go to like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, whatever.
Oh, that aisle.
Yeah.
It's almost worse than when my wife calls and tells me to go down that one
aisle. Oh.
It's almost as intimidating. Totally different, yeah. Obviously. But
so you can always just ask the pharmacist, like, hey, what is, you know, is there a good brand?
Actually,
is there
that's good advice. I think it's really easy that we only think about talking to the pharmacist when we have something like mm-hmm. antibiotics or something that we pick right. up. They're always great
right.
to answer questions, but why? I'm sure
that is
would
a good
be
point.
Just as fine mm-hmm. and probably a little impressed
that you asked
that
yeah.
question.
Right,
you know?
Right. And, you know, maybe the most expensive version isn't always the best or the yeah. cheaper one isn't always the best, you know. So you have to just ask questions, I guess, and, you know what you're looking for. But yeah, multivitamin is great. I do a lot of vitamin D and calcium in my clinic, obviously, because I do treat osteoporosis. So right. those are important in that.
I'm really happy about my D intake.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Vitamin B12 is kind of a trend, you know, we see yeah. a lot. A lot of patients will take it just over the counter, gives them a little bit of a boost in their, you know, their energy level.
That.
Typically, we do a sublingual for that. So that's just one that you'll get and put under your tongue. But it's crazy, like different, you know, you can have these complaints when you go in and you're like, oh, I had no idea I was deficient in B12, you know,
right.
or D or whatever.
Some people don't know.
Right. A exactly. Exactly. So
interesting.
That's a question I had too, is about the harm of these deficiencies. So I think that most people are like, yeah, I'm sure I don't get all my veggies in, but meh. I mean, so turning it into, are there very pointed medical complaints that link back to deficiencies?
Sure. Yeah. Well, calcium, we don't typically hear people complain, but like a lot of times, you know, with that, we worry about the bone health. Vitamin D, same thing. A lot of people will complain of like fatigue or maybe like poor mood, and that could be a D deficiency. B12, a lot of people might complain of like some neuropathy type symptoms. So like I'm having numbness and tingling in my feet, or maybe even some memory issues, and that could be linked to a B12 deficiency.
Really?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
that's
interesting. You sometimes hear, you know, an inpatient in the hospital whose potassium is off.
For sure,
or
yeah.
You know,
if I'm taking notes during a podcast, that's a good thing. Writing that down.
Yeah, so potassium is tricky. We don't recommend patients to take potassium just over the counter on their own. So if you were like, hey, I'm taking 2 potassium, I'd be like,
wait a minute.
Yeah. So that is almost always going to be ordered by a doctor. And certain disease processes or certain medications can lower the potassium, but that is something very important. We don't want it too low and we don't want it too high because it can cause some really significant problems. So that's one that's watched, monitored very closely with lab work, and you know, your dose is adjusted based on that. So definitely, you know, if somebody came to me and they're, you know, doing an over-the-counter potassium, whatever, I'd be like, you know, we really need to evaluate that.
We need to look at
that. That is one that's a little more like risky per se than just like, oh, I'm taking a D or a calcium. Like,
because I was actually making my own potassium at home.
Oh, look at you.
No. Oh, good thing. Good thing you told me you were lying.
Yeah.
You throw a wrench in there every once in a while. Sorry.
Magnesium is also kind of trendy.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of our patients, if you have patients that will complain of like leg cramps and things like that, mm-hmm. sometimes they can be deficient in magnesium.
Some of them say eat a banana.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But magnesium also, so that's potassium, your banana, but magnesium can also cause some of those symptoms. Sometimes people helps with some gut health too sometimes. And some.
Really?
Is that the one too? That they take for like calming effects?
Yes. So there's different types of magnesium. So there's like magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, and they all kind of have different functions. So depending on what you're really looking for to get from your magnesium supplement would be like what you would
treat. Very interesting.
Yeah.
See, when anybody mentions gut health, my ears perk up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You
know, especially when it's something I haven't, it's worth looking into. Mm-hmm. And that's what we can hope with these podcasts.
Sure.
It makes you think.
Sure.
Quick question for you.
Yes.
Let's say I take a few vitamins a day. Would a multivitamin that we just talked about, would that be better than just a few nuts and bolts that I take daily?
So Most generally in your multivitamin, you're probably not going to get the same amount that you're getting from like just a D supplement.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, if you feel like I really want to focus on the D or the calcium, you're probably better off to take that loan, you know. But if you're like, I just kind of want something overall, I don't want 20 things on my counter, I don't want to spend the money on it or whatever, a multivitamin could be beneficial for you. So
interesting.
What about collagen?
So and collagen.
What's the other one? Biotin or something? Are they kind of related?
Biotin, like for your hair and your nails and all that? Yeah.
But collagen has more benefits than that.
So collagen can also help with like joints. It can help with your skin, hair, nails, all that. So they have pills of that. They have powders that you can like mix in. I use collagen. I don't know that it makes my skin look any better, but hey.
You both do.
I use collagen too. It's another one of those where, okay, we're kind of talking the gamut, you know, yin and yang. We talked about your potassium, your magnesium, how that really is needing to be more medically managed. We talked about everything in the middle that's going to optimize your nutrition and your overall health. Now we're talking about some of the maybe a little more soft or froofy side effects that we're looking for. But again, just making sure that it's not going to cause any harm in any way or conflict with any of the medical goals we're trying to meet.
And I think that's an important point is like, you know, when you go to your doctor and they say, you know, let's go over your medicines and you say this for blood pressure, this for diabetes, you always need to let them know the supplements as well because some of them can interfere or, you know, if you're getting lab work and taking a supplement, they might have you hold that or, you know, so that's always, you know, you might say, oh, I have three prescription meds and then you take 15 supplements. Well, you need to tell them they're 15 supplements because those are important too.
And you know, the preaching of the segment today is, and be honest with your doctor. Tell them exactly what you're taking because if you leave something out, that can interfere with something, you know.
Right.
It's really easy for, you know, patients. You know, there's times I haven't been the best patient. But, you know, be as honest as you can with what you're talking to that medical professional.
One more question I have. Kevin talked a lot about gut health and then supplements. So prebiotics, probiotics.
Yeah. So probiotics are kind of more old school. I think prebiotics are newer to the game. So probiotics are basically giving you that good bacteria in the gut. So, you know, lots of times patients might be on antibiotics long term and whatever. So when we're on those antibiotics, we're basically killing the bacteria. Unfortunately, sometimes it can't be so specific. You know, it just takes it all. So the probiotics will help kind of restore that good bacteria in the gut. So, you know, possibly not as many GI side effects and things like that. So the prebiotic kind of works off of the probiotic and it kind of helps feed that good bacteria as well. So it helps the probiotics multiply. So they kind of work, you know,
they work hand
together.
In hand, basically.
Correct.
I would not have guessed that correctly. And I'm so grateful for you bringing up that question. Something that's always kind of been lingering because you have those people at the workplace that don't really know what you're going through with a condition, but they're willing to tell you their advice.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of advice.
What do you want to know?
Both pre, pro, pri.
Right.
Yeah.
All that. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
And then there's also foods that if you're like, I do not need another supplement or another whatever, you know, there's good foods that can help kind of restore that good bacteria. So dairy, yogurt, kefir, is it kombucha? Is that how you pronounce it?
No.
So those types of things will give you that natural probiotic versus, you know, taking another pill or.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just have to do a little bit more research. Talk to the professionals. Do, you know, be honest about what you're putting in your body. Be honest about what you need to look at as far as your diet. There might need to be some adjustments, but.
And what are your goals for treatment, right? So, like, I'm taking 20 supplements, but what am I hoping to get out of this? You know, like,
you might not need half of those.
Right, exactly. Like, do you feel like you have more energy? Well, not necessarily. Okay, well, so then that's not really, you know.
I'm actually exhausted for taking all these pills. my arm hurts.
Right.
So that's interesting. I love this conversation on vitamins. A lot of questions were answered for me specifically.
Perfect.
So I almost feel like this was done for me. So Aaron, thanks. Hopefully it helped out some of the listeners and some of the folks that listen. I know there's a lot of obvious questions that were answered in this podcast. Re-listen to it, share it with friends. It's called Valley Health Check. But before we wrap up, is there anything, Millie, that we didn't mention on vitamins that you would like to discuss?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered it all.
That was a broad swath right there.
It was, but it answered a lot of questions for me.
Good deal.
Me too.
We also encourage you to continue There's so many different topics. You can just listen. They'll roll right after one another. If you did not hear our podcast with Millie on osteoporosis, we encourage you to go back and listen to that as well. MyMixFM.com, Valley Health Check. Click on it. It's a great resource with our friends at Horizon Health. Millie, Aaron, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for having us.